Good afternoon. How y'all doing? Everyone good? Ready to roll?
Be to get guys like Diggs and Pruitt, or I'm sorry, Diggs and Patterson involved, given that you've kind of got your top three established at receiver?
I think we've worked hard to get everyone involved in this preseason and through training camp and everything we've done. And, you know, I just think we have a number of guys that can make plays, and we want to give all of them an opportunity to make plays.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you have a veteran in Joel Berger there at center if you need him. I mean, what have you seen from him so far in camp and how he's performed in the preseason?
Well, Joe's had an outstanding camp. You know, he's played guard. He's played center. He's, you know, he's kind of a leader of that group right now while we're getting Sully ready to go. So, you know, he's a valuable guy to us. That's why we wanted to have him back. And I think he'll do well if he has to go.
Regarding the O-line, I mean, you're in flux in so many positions. Are you limited in all in what you can run?
And there are no limitations, and, you know, we're asking a lot of those guys. And as I said, I think we've gotten better, a lot better on the left side. Those guys are veteran guys. They're comfortable with each other, and I think we're improved on our left side. And, you know, we're making progress every day on the right side, you know, and obviously we have a position change guy and a young guy, but they've responded, and, you know, we did a good job of protecting the quarterback in the preseason. We need to continue to do that and be able to run the ball.
Does Sully need much time to get game ready?
Pardon me?
Does Sully need much time to be game ready?
I wouldn't think. You know, certainly not from a mental standpoint. You know, it's just obviously a day-to-day thing in terms of where he is physically.
Show you guys to want to keep him on the roster, another undrafted guy.
Well, he's our starting fullback, number one thing he showed us. He's quick to the target. He's a physical player, and he's a very good athlete, so he stays on blocks. There aren't very many plays where his guy made the tackle in terms of what we're doing. We're not a big two-back fullback in the game team, but it's something we need to be able to do. We need to be able to do it out of our base personnel. We have to do it out of our short yards and goal line. And there's so many things that you end up with two tight ends and two backs in the game backed up for a minute. There's a lot of different times you use that personnel group. So he's valuable to us.
Oh, no, I meant Zach Karen, the undrafted. Is that who you're talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Zach had
a good camp. And, you know, he's a versatile guy. He's played center. He's played guard. He played second half at guard in the game, our last preseason game. And, you know, I'd be comfortable if Sully couldn't go and we got in a position where Zach was a center in the game. I think he would handle it well.
With all the weapons at wide receiver, what makes Charles Johnson different than the other guys? What is he capable of bringing to this offense?
You know, he's a bigger person than people realize. He's 218 pounds. He's a long-arm guy. He's got a great reach. I think he's improved. I thought he played really well the second half of the season. I think he's improved a great deal over that, just being comfortable with what we're doing. You know, and he can run. And all the things you can say about guys, defensive backs, you know, feel speed. And when a guy can run, it changes the way they defend them.
How anxious are you to finally call a play with Adrian Peterson in the backfield, Teddy Bridgewater on their center, and maybe a healthy Kyle Newton?
Well, these guys, starting in April when we started whatever the different phases are, phase one, and these guys have worked as hard as any group I've been around, and Coach Zimmer's pushed them extremely hard. So that's, you know, we always tell them, you do all this stuff from April till when you get going in September for 16 weekends or 16 games. Used to say 16 Sundays, and now you got to use a lot of days. But to get started on Monday Night Football and get rolling, I think everyone's anxious to get going, and including me. And, you know, we want to be offense that gives your team a chance to win. And, you know, sometimes that means wide open, and, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And sometimes it means just being smart and executing your offense.
Marcus, is Brett Olsen a guy that could step in and play a true fullback role if you need him to?
He's played in fullback. It brings on a different dimension when he's in there, but yeah, he can do that.
What do you think is the more pressurized position in the NFL, head coach or offensive coordinator? Who gets more heat?
I never thought of it and don't worry about it. When you're going good and you're winning, both of them are easy. And when you're struggling and things aren't going the way you'd like, there's some stuff that goes with the job. But I always tell people, for me, and I know for Coach Zimmer, it was a dream of mine growing up to be part of this league. So, in any manner, and so someone starts worrying about pressure. I've got a lot of friends who got pressure jobs and who are in pressure situations, have a lot tougher situation than I would ever have. So I don't look at it in terms of a pressure situation.
You've had two off seasons and preseasons to work with Adrian Peterson as a pass catcher. I mean, how would you assess him right now? We haven't had a chance to see that.
Yeah, I think he caught four balls in that game in St. Louis and he did a good job. But the thing that is hard, Adrian can catch a ball really well, and there are certain routes he catches better than the other. It does change when it's in games and everything's 100 miles an hour, but I expect him to be a productive receiver for us, and I really think he's going to have an opportunity to make big plays in the passing game if we're getting the ball spread around to everyone else. It's hard to cover everybody.
Than a year ago. I mean, you have your quarterback you want to go forward with for a long time. You have Adrian.
Well, it was a year ago in week one. We had all those guys, and we opened with a pretty good win. It was that next week that we kind of, things changed. This is an exciting group. Number one for me is because how hard they've worked, and that means a lot to them. They want to be good, and we are really young, and it's fun to be around young guys.
One particular player that stands out for preseason and tells you everything you like about Teddy from the recognition pre-snap to the execution?
There's a lot of plays. I mean, it's hard. Probably the deep ball to Wallace in the Dallas game, because we had a lot of things going on that play, and we were on the road, and it was loud, and he was changing plays at the line, and, we end up with a big play. So those are the things he has to be able to do.
From a versatility standpoint, what does a guy like Pruitt offer you as a coordinator and what you can do?
We're finding that out. Unfortunately, he missed a couple weeks, but he started fast in the offseason and training camp in the preseason. I think he's healthy. This is the first week he's been back healthy. He played a little bit in the game the other night and as I said, was stumbling and bumbling around a little bit. But he's going to be a good player, and he's going to add to our offense. How much we can use him, we'll see. But he's a big physical player. He's a good blocker. He's a good receiver. We've got a number of good young players, and he's one of them.
Charles Johnson size, is that almost an underrated factor of his game that people kind of overlook sometimes?
Yeah, because he's a lean guy, and he doesn't look as big as he is. And, I know some people have said, describe him as not being a physical guy going to the ball, but I think he does that, and I think he's done it better in this camp than he did a year ago. And he's got a long reach. He made that play in the preseason in the Raider game where he reached out and caught the ball in the back of the end zone. He's made a number of catches out here that when the ball's run, you think there's no way he can get to it, and he reaches out and gets it one-handed or gets two hands on it. He does have a good catch radius.
Your game planning, do you feel like you're catching San Francisco at an opportune time with all the turnover they've had?
Well, the first game of the season is always a challenge because they have a new defensive coordinator. I'm looking from our standpoint, he's obviously has a track record in the NFL and Mangini. I thought they played very well in the preseason. I thought they were very sound, did not give up a lot of big plays. So we have to prepare for what we're looking at on tape. I know people are talking about the players they've lost, but in terms of looking at them, they still have a group of guys that play at a high level and play extremely hard. And as I said, they don't give up a lot of big plays, so you have to be able to put together a 10, 12, 14 play drive, and you have to be sharp. And sometimes in the first ball game, that's harder to do than when you get into a rhythm. So, I think they're a pretty good defense. All right.
Thank you.